Hello, hello, hello. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're here for an episode of Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. We have a weird month lined up for you, and I'm so stoked. So last week, we did the Chrisley family. Today is farmersonly.com crimes. We promised you, and we are following through. And then next week, we have a parenting chat to get you feeling prepared for this upcoming, like, gift-giving holiday seasons that we have. We're going to do a really, really extra special episode. But none of these episodes go together. Like, none of them go together. It's all just very off-the-wall things that we kind of picked out of thin air. But that also means what a fun month it would be to get your bestie to listen to us along with you. So pause, share us far and wide. Put us in your stories and tag us, because I get so excited when you do that. I'm like, oh my gosh! They love
that. Yeah, I love that. And I wouldn't say they have nothing to do with each other, because today is crimes.
Okay, yes.
FarmersOnly.com crimes. And that was from our Dia Abrams episode, because that is where she had met her fiance, boyfriend, man situation. And we were like, ooh, FarmersOnly.com. That's weird. Let's talk about it. So that's
Amy
where that
hadn't heard of FarmersOnly.com.
I had not, because I don't. And it's weird, because I said in that episode, I'm from Ohio, there's not really a lot of farms,
which I guess is not a big lie, because Roberta was also like, does she know what state she lives in? Because
I don't live around, like, I don't live in the area.
I don't either. I'm in Houston.
Yeah. And I'm I guess there's a lot of farmers there. But, like, I grew up in the suburbs. I live in Columbus now. So it's like, after the episode, somebody was like, you said you don't live around farms. And I'm like, well, I don't. But, I mean, I guess there are farms in Ohio. But we don't, I guess that's just not our demographic. We're just not seeing the farmers.com.
Well, and you're more of a city gal. Like, yes, you're in the burbs, but you're closer to the city than you are to. So that makes sense.
Yes.
It's all weird things.
Chrisley's was crime. But just pop culture. We haven't done one of those in a while. But our one at the end of this month was originally supposed to be in October, but then we had to move it. And I'm very excited. So just you're welcome. You're welcome for the randomness. I'm excited for next week's episode, because it is about holiday shopping. And we actually have our ish together enough that we are getting you like a holiday shopping episode before you probably have started your holiday shopping. Or at least
I'm almost
too far into it.
I'm almost done.
You're a jerk.
You used Prime Day. I have to budget accordingly. And I made a list that stays in my notebook, and I'm folding the other pages up differently, but that page is not folded.
Oh,
so now
like
I have a list. Yes and no. It's very easy to find. You know how we know how to fold our things, because we used to write back and forth until we know how to do. Right. So I have origamied it to where it's, you know, it's like a divider almost.
Yeah.
So I could write to it, and I'm just writing down what I've already gotten people. And I've gotten a gift for almost every single person, except for, well, actually I've gotten a gift for the Sanchez sides.
Okay.
But not for the Wunschie sides yet.
Okay.
But we're getting there.
There's more people in the Sanchez side though.
The children are on the Sanchez side. And
right. And so there's more of them. Mm-hmm. And then your brother doesn't have a partner, or does?
He has a girlfriend, and they've been dating for years.
Oh, okay. Do you shop for that for her?
And I hate it, because I don't. I have known her for years, and she is a very sweet girl. I feel like I know not a single thing about her. I feel like she has never. And the old girlfriend, which, whatever, I'm not. Like, I liked her better. Honestly, but not the situation that they were in. So I'm glad that they're not together anymore.
Gotcha.
However, I do miss the ease that it was, because like, I know that she likes Crocs.
Oh.
So last year I got her Croc charms.
Oh.
And that was, yeah. Uh-huh. And she likes James Avery. But that's like, and I know that because my mom got me James Avery jewelry last year, and I'm not a big fan, but Kelly likes James Avery. So.
And you were like,
So I just got the leftovers. It's fine. The year before, she forgot to purchase me something, but don't worry, Kelly had lots of things under the tree.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. That felt good. Wow. That was nice. I mean, it's not about getting things, but also
it's not.
Well, it did I feel like shitty for her
we
to
talked
be like,
about this.
I know Kelly wants these earrings from this jeweler, and then my only gift was also from said jeweler.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
and you're like, cool, 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 but I don't care.
You just got this for me because you were there. Like, this
right.
is. This isn't like, could you buy me something to run with? Because I sent you an itemized list of all these running items that I actually needed,
and
you got me
cheap.
None of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's whatever.
Well, and that's like, you know, it's an expensive hobby, and you.
It's very cheap to run. You can make it very expensive. There's like
you
so
can.
Many, just like any hobby, just like any hobby.
Right.
Golf, I'm sure, could be cheap at some point. Maybe I'm saying that and I don't, that sounds,
I don't
but
know. And that sounds
I don't
like
know.
An expensive one, but yeah, you can, you need a pair of shoes, you,
exactly.
you know, whatever.
Or like pickleball, for instance.
You,
well, could
you want
just...
the extra stuff. Like you
exactly.
want the extra things.
And I'm not just like a casual runner. I'm like very
like
uncasual with
career
everything.
Career runner. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm extremely
sure.
casual. So.
So stay tuned for that episode where we will talk all about
yes.
gifts. That is not this episode. This
yes,
episode,
no, sorry.
We're
for
talking
that
about farmersonly.com. You know, welcome. Welcome to the land of giant detours. And do you have a show and tell for us
I
before
do.
We hop in?
I do. Okay, I got this steam mop. Oh, my goodness. And right now it is the price that I purchased it for still. It is like $40.
Did you buy it on Prime Day?
I bought it on the second one, on like the October one. So not the one in
okay.
July.
Okay,
so the
okay,
one
okay.
in July.
The most recent one.
Yeah. And then there's, yes. So this most recent one in October, I got it in and it is $80 and it's a steam mop. I love this steam mop. It is on sale from $120 or maybe it won't be. It's worth $120. Okay. So this is a Schindler. Which sounds like an off-brand, but it's not. It's also gray and pink. We love that. So it's like chic.
The choice colors. Come
I
on.
Had exactly. I had the Shark before, and it was like your arm made the steam. Does that make sense? So you had to pump it.
Oh,
so,
I don't want to do that. Yeah.
Okay, but you're moving anyways, right? So
yeah.
like as you're mopping, it's pumping itself, right?
So
okay.
like as you're mopping, it's like pushing out steam? I don't get it.
Yes. The
okay.
push, you're making the machine move. Like you're doing
yes.
the work. Like
yes.
you're the hamster in the
oh,
wheel,
yes.
but
yes.
the wheel was already moving. But you're like,
got
you
it.
Were going to do that anyways, if that makes
yes.
any sense. Now
okay.
this one is not like that. This one is just like you turn it on and it steams, which was nice for me. It's less of an arm workout.
Sure.
It feels, yeah. So that feels very luxurious to me. Also, I love that it's pink. That feels luxurious to me. It has this.
Just makes it fun.
Thing, yes, it has this detachable handheld steamer that you can get into the grout, and it comes with all of these like little gadgets and shit, and you can use it on hard water because we have really bad hard water stains. Mm-hmm. And so we, that for instance, there's this one like squeegee looking thingy that
yeah.
you can like steam your shower walls because ours are all clear and they always look nasty. You can steam your shower walls and then skrr, skrr, skrr until like it looks
uh-huh.
super nice. You could do the same thing in your car if you would like to. Honestly, I bet
ooh,
this would
your
work.
Cars?
And,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh. My kids put, like, marker and grime all over my
I
car.
I have crayons in my car.
I bet that that would get it out.
Roberto and I were just fighting about this. And I was like, what the fuck do you want me to do about these goddamn crayons, Roberto? Like, I don't
right.
know. Like, am I supposed to come in here with the, like, he wasn't like yelling at me or anything.
Right.
Like,
but it's
and
still
he was
like,
there's crayons that melted in the car. And I'm like, yes, there are. And he's like, you knew about it and you didn't clean them up. And I was like, yes, I didn't. Because by the time I saw, well, no, at the time that I saw them, they were melted and I didn't realize what that was going to mean later for me because that wasn't that me's problem. That me's
right.
problem was getting the kids out of the car
right.
or getting to wherever I was going. But that
right.
wasn't that yeah, at that moment, true. That wasn't me's problem. Right.
Yes.
And then when it dried, now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But you're right. Now I can get the steamer. Well, I was just going to wait for it to get hot again. And hope I remembered.
I mean, you know,
it's one of these days I will remember.
You can do.
And I live in the South, and so therefore it gets hot pretty often. So
often.
I'm I think, you know, but maybe I'll steam it instead. That would be more.
You could try it. And I think that would be more responsible. I have, my sister got me a really nice gift card for Mother's Day that was to get my car detailed. And I've been like saving it. And then I went to clean my car out this week because I'm like, okay, I'm going to like go and do it. And my van is so disgusting that I'm like, do I need to clean it before I send it to the detailer? Like, it's so bad.
I do sometimes.
It's bad.
Because I do sometimes because then, like, I actually want them to clean it. Does that make
sense?
Just like when the cleaning lady comes. If I hire somebody to come help out around the house, I'm in fact going to try to do as much as I can before they get there of the things that I will do because I need them to do the other
things I don't want.
Like the baseboard, like most of, like 95% of everything else because I'm obviously not doing it. So.
Great at picking up. Not so good at the scrubbing and all the
exactly.
other
things. Exactly. So, yes. Yeah. I'm real tidy, but I'm not clean. Yeah,
I agree.
Go to Steam Mop. I love this.
Yes.
They also say that you can use it. Okay, you apparently can use it on your oven. You can use it. You can use it on your toilet. So hard water stains there. Your couches, your dishwasher, the sink. In a pinch, I bet you could steam one of your skirts if you don't have – because I don't know how to iron because I've worked retail for so long that I bought myself a handheld steamer.
Yeah.
But if this would also double as a handheld steamer.
I didn't
It'd be hot.
Think about that. But
It'd
you
be
could,
hot.
Could
so
it
just
be
careful.
Easy enough? I mean, like, I wouldn't use it on, like, super expensive piece of clothing. But, like,
no.
I don't own any super expensive pieces of clothing. So, yeah, that's true. You could with the little handheldy part.
Or even, like, if your kid has, like, Aurora has this costume that I got her when she was 2, and it fits up to age 5, and it's an ice cream cone. So I could steam that ice cream cone to try to get some of the nastiness out of it.
Awfulness off of it, yeah.
Maybe it would smell a little better.
Yeah, maybe. But also, like, you can do your windows. There's, like, a ton of little attachments. This is cool. Okay. Well, we're going to put it in the Amazon shop if you want one for yourself. Does it, like, hook on the wall? Is that – or no?
No.
They just have it leaning against the wall. Okay.
Yes. That is my one thing. It doesn't stand on its own.
That's hard.
Uh-huh. But I have the hooks in my laundry room already for my old mop because it also, like, it stood on its own, but it was still, like, in the fucking way, so.
Yeah. We have all hardwood floors, so I have, like, it looks like a carpet steamer, but it's specifically for hardwood floors, but it's, like, a big vacuum.
Yeah.
But we have a corner in our utility room that we've put hooks up and stuff. So, like, any – because I don't love that, like, your mop doesn't stand on its own and your broom doesn't stand on its own. So you can hang it, and it looks lightweight, so it's probably pretty easy to just.
It is lightweight, and again, I really love. I thought that I did love my Shark. It just like shit out on me after literally 8 years of that steam mop that I had.
Yeah.
Like it, and I thought about getting another one. Exactly,
yeah.
I thought about getting another one, but this one had more bells and whistles, and I went with it, and I love it.
Great. Well, get yourself a steam mop because, you know, holidays are coming. People are going to be in your house and they are going to look for the dirt on your mantle.
Steam mops are way easier to use than like mop mops in my personal opinion. Like,
I hate regular mops.
Get all of that water out.
All the water and then the
cleaning
soap
agent. Yes. And the kids, they're going to fucking run through immediately. Everybody's going to need to get wherever you're in. You're going to accidentally mop yourself into a corner. Like, nothing's going to be good. Nothing good.
It's not. Get a steam mop. It's much easier. Cool. Love it. You ready to talk about some of these crimes?
I am. We have 3.
Ooh, 3. Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about the first one. Sherry Jones was charged with the murder of Clarence Smith in 2015. Police say that Jones shot Smith dead in the front yard of her Fayetteville, North Carolina home. Jones called 911 at the time, saying that she shot him in self-defense. Cumberland County Sheriff's Office, which is where Fayetteville is, said that the two had met a few months earlier on FarmersOnly.com. The tagline is, city folks just don't get it. And let's be honest, Sherry, I don't.
We
don't get it. I don't understand. The site worked its magic, and Smith and Jones apparently hit it off. According to the police, it didn't last long. They were in the process of breaking up, and the day of the shooting, Smith went over to Jones's home to pick up some of his belongings. The police don't buy that the shooting was in self-defense. In fact, they think it was premeditated. Jones surrendered and was charged with first-degree murder. A few details were reported at the time about the shooting, and her brother called it just an unfortunate event. I mean, it's unfortunate when people get shot.
That sucked. Yeah. Wasn't a good day for her. Was not a good day for her, or him. Or him.
Right. Or anyone. Anyone who had to be a part of this. It's just not great when you got to deal with a shooting. But I don't see, and this is where, from my experience, I did not date online, and I am not dogging anybody who does or did, because I think it is the way of the world.
We were right at the cusp of it, too.
We really
Let's
were.
Be completely honest. Like, if another year or something had gone by without us finding a significant other, we would have been fucking online dating peoples, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, all of my friends are that got married a little bit later than, like, 2 years after I did. Almost all of them are like, oh, yeah, I met them on Bumble or on Tinder or, like, whatever.
Right. And
that sounds crazy, but okay,
to me,
cool.
It sounds like, insanity.
But I'm here doing a fucking murder podcast with a woman that I've quite literally never met.
Essentially. Correct. But I find, like, you watch things like Catfish or, you know, you hear stories like this, and these folks, everybody is lying about, like, who they are, what they want. It's like a job interview. You want to show them your best self, and then everybody hates each other and either shoots someone or it doesn't work out. So I love it when it does work out because I think that's great, but I just think, isn't that kind of like, well, don't meet somebody that is a stranger. But isn't everybody you meet a stranger? I don't know.
Everybody you meet is a stranger. And also the people that are closest to you are the most likely to dilly you. So
that is true.
I don't know. It's a hard world out there.
Yeah.
Next one. Okay. These people, they did not meet using Farmers Only, but they have big tractor energy. In Florida, burglars use tractor trailers to steal more than, like, almost $2 million worth of alcohol from a distribution company that carries brands like Cuervo, Malibu. It's like a big, big distribution center.
Yeah.
So the theft began early morning hours on July 8th of 2023 at the Republic National Distribution Company, and this is in Hillsborough County in Tampa, south of Tampa. And according to a search warrant, that between the hours of 4:10 a.m. and 9:45 a.m., which, like, seems like not a good time frame for me. They should have started earlier. I mean,
right, because 9:45 aren't people starting to show up?
It's the daytime.
Like, yeah.
People are going to work.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they removed 4,277 cases of liquor from the company. This company also distributes Franzia and Sutter Home.
The box wine.
Uh-huh. So it's just like a really – it's a huge –
it's a wide, yeah.
One. Yes. So – All of the, like, and the warrant was issued for an Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max, and they believe that the phone contains specific information and evidence showing the burglary and the grand theft that took place. And the thieves referred to in the document are just unknown suspects. So I don't, were they wearing stuff over their face? I'm not entirely sure. The search warrant didn't go out until, like, October 5th. I just think it's funny, and I think they should just let them get away with it. And I want to be their friend, and that party that they're going to go to.
They're throwing one hell of a party.
Yeah.
4,277 cases of alcohol.
That sounds like it's going to be a rager. Maybe they're going to take it to the Picton farm.
I was just going to say that. What is that? The Good Time Farm Club or whatever that they started?
No, the Piggy Palace.
Piggy Palace. That's what it was. Yep. Maybe. Listen, I don't like to pay for liquor either because it's going to be expensive, but I'm just not that motivated to steal things. They had a bad date and they were like, I need something to work.
That's a lot. That's excessive. What are you going to do with it? You're going to sell it, but then like, to who? And you're going to get caught.
Because like, depending on the liquor, how many bottles come in a case? Like at least 6, I would say. 6 or 8. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I thought it was 12.
Well, like a beer, I think. But I don't know about like a case of bottles of like liquor. I don't know.
I thought when you got a case of wine, it was like either 6 or 12.
It might be. It could very well be.
But also, I don't know because I've never bought a case of wine. Like we're not that fancy around here.
I don't. I buy them a couple of bottles at a time because that's how cool I am. I feel like real cool when I go to Costco and you buy like 6 bottles and you can get it for like a discount or whatever. That's only for parties and stuff. That's so insane. Yeah, I don't understand their motive behind this. It was recent, so maybe we'll.
That's okay. We don't have to understand their motive behind it.
True,
we just want.
I guess not.
We just want the invite to.
That's
the party.
True. Yeah. I just want to go. I just want to go to the party.
And I would like somebody to watch my kids so I don't have to take them.
I mean, 4,000 cases of liquor I'm going to need.
Yeah, Mom, you need some alone time.
I'm going to need some by myself time after that. But back to a dating-related crime. We've all heard of the dating game serial killer, yes?
I mean, yes, but also I really don't know very many of the details. Like I know that, but everybody talks about him. It's like Dahmer and stuff where I'm like, but I know nothing.
I think this was like the first time that somebody like was murdering people from in like a dating related, you know, like not like a boyfriend, girlfriend, but like, you know, like a one time thing. So let's talk about him. His name is Rodney Acala and he was a serial killer and a sex offender. He was sentenced to death in California for 5 murders committed between 1977 and 1979. He got more time, actually, and additionally 25 years to life after pleading guilty to 2 further homicides committed in New York State in 71 and 77. So I don't know why you would be like, actually, I have these other 2 that you can just tag on to my tab here. So that's a positive 8 kill count. But Rodney's real number of victims remains unknown and could be a lot higher. But they believe that the number, and this is insane to me, that like, okay, we've got 8, but they believe the number is actually as high as 130.
Crazy. Crazy and disgusting. You would think, though, that he would also come forward and like say that, but maybe he has this sick thing. Okay, because most serial killers are like, LOL, you think I killed 12, I killed 55 million and your cat because I'm the biggest baddie.
Right.
But then also maybe this guy gets his jollies on them not knowing, but he knows.
Well, and who was it that the chessboard killer who was like reaching for like a specific number? Like there's usually something that is tied to that. So he had compiled a collection of more than 1,000 photographs of women, teenage girls, and boys, many in sexually explicit poses. Mm. In 2016... he was charged with the 1977 murder of a woman identified in one of his photos. He was also known to have assaulted one other person in his pictures, so one other of the photography images that they had found. And police speculated that others could be rape or murder victims as well. Prosecutors said that Rodney toyed with his victims, strangling them until they lost consciousness, then waiting until they revived, sometimes repeating the process several times before finally killing them. I feel like this is a really common theme that we hear about in serial killers. And it's so disgusting. The like bringing somebody to the brink of death and then like it's no, Please, no, thank you. One police detective described Rodney as a killing machine, and others have compared him to Ted Bundy. Rodney is often referred to as the dating game killer because of his 1978 appearance on the television show The Dating Game in the midst of his murder spree. He died of unspecified causes in 2021. The girl on The Dating Game turned him down and probably would have also been murdered had she not turned
him down. There's this whole interview that she has with, like, Esquire, like, E! News or some shit like that, where she talks about how, yeah, I just got the creepy creeps from him, so I told him no thank you.
Well, and the thing that gets me is that he was sentenced to an additional 25 years to life when he pled guilty, but he was sentenced to death in California, but that's not how he died. He died of unspecified natural causes in 2021 in prison. But he wasn't caught until like 2016. So it wasn't like, oh, he sat in prison for a super long time. But I think that's, it's sad to me when they don't, you know, kind of pay, when it kind of like runs out or they get caught too late.
I agree. Okay, I want to leave us with the 10 safest and then also the 10 most dangerous states for online dating, because I feel like, why not? Why not?
Sure.
Okay, so safest. Number one, Vermont. Two, Maine. New Hampshire. Utah. Iowa. Wyoming. West Virginia. Connecticut. Minnesota. New Jersey. Can I just say that right now this is giving me a lot of anxiety, because now I feel like I don't know the name of states, and something about reading things and then having to say them out loud when you're very confident that you know the names of these things. But then, okay, I think it was last episode, I said Illinois or something instead of Illinois. But I was like, you know. So
the very first time I ever met somebody from Illinois, I said, oh, you're from Illinois. And he was a real dick about it. And he was like, it's pronounced Illinois. And ever since then, I'll never get it wrong. And I will always remember that jerk. So it's fine. I get it.
There you go. There you go. So those are which I'm surprised New Jersey's on there.
Me too. I would think that would be not a super, like the first Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire.
I'm like, okay.
I mean, those are, it's, I feel like that.
Utah,
like
the
New England.
Okay.
Utah, I mean, Utah, I guess there's.
The Mormons. Do they even date? Whatever. But New Jersey is crazy. Okay.
Yeah,
so
that one seems
dangerous
crazy.
Most dangerous ones. Number one, D.C. Two,
totally
Alaska. Louisiana. New Mexico. Nevada. Six, South Carolina. Arkansas. Tennessee. North Carolina, and 10 is Alabama. I'm surprised Arkansas is on there.
Me too.
And Alaska.
Alaska doesn't surprise me because there's nothing to do there. And, like, I imagine that there's a lot of places you can hide a body in Alaska.
Okay.
And they have, like, the highest suicide rate. Not that suicide and, like, dating crimes are the same thing, but, like, it's so dark up there a lot of times. So I get that. D.C., I'm totally not surprised.
See, that surprises me. They also, they rate almost double to Alaska, and Alaska's number two in both violent crime and STDs.
Oh, D.C. does?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that live there, though. So, like, that, I mean, like, just crazy. I guess not in the actual city, though.
Yeah.
Like in the district, not really. But that's interesting. Huh.
That's
so if you live in any of those 10 states and you're dating, just be careful out there. Be careful in any state. There's people are nuts. Just watch yourself.
Yeah. Tell your friends where you're going and have somebody who has like your location at all times. But like not somebody you're dating. Don't do that. Do a friend.
Yeah.
You don't want to get yourself in one of
those. Text your bestie. Right.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's it. That wraps up this episode, and what an episode it was. Farmers Only Crimes led me down a weird path. I'm not upset because y'all were there with me, but it was just, I really wanted to make the FarmersOnly.com murders happen, and I think I did. I think that we did. I think that it came together.
Listen, there was dating, there was murders, there were farmers, there were tractors. There was lots of things. So I think we succeeded. And if you don't think that, listen to the next episode. You'll like it. Okay, just forget it. Forget I said anything.
Exactly. We'll be back next week, and so will you, and we'll see you there. Bye.
Goodbye.